SBS Radio.
Vandaag duiken we even de geschiedenis in, maar wel naar aanleiding van een recente gebeurtenis. Vorige week heeft de Koninklijke Militaire Kapel Johan Willem Friso een harmonieorkest van de Koninklijke Landmacht in Nederland, namelijk het stuk Albany, uitgevoerd. En daar gaat het vandaag over. Over dat muziekstuk en wat daaraan vast zat en zit. We beginnen bij het begin en dat is bij de Australische amateurhistoricus ex-advocaat Noel Jacklin, die afgelopen maart trouwens tot ridder in de Orde van Oranje Nassau werd geslagen. Een lintje van de koning.
I regard it as an extraordinary honor. I know of only one other person who has received that honor who was not Dutch or of Dutch ancestry, and that is Alfred Waugh, the mayor of Albury, who got it on the 17th of December 1934 and got it on direct order of Queen Wilhelmina. That was quite extraordinary because the four crew members of the Iver, they were all made ridders, but Alfred Waugh was made officier, and that was a true indication of the way in which Queen Wilhelmina and Holland generally viewed the actions of the people of Albury in saving their plane and their people, seven people on board the plane. Well, the story really starts with the visit of Alfred and Ellen Waugh to Holland in August 1935. They came there on the invitation of KLM and the Dutch government, and they toured the then 11 provinces of Holland. On the 14th of August 1935, they were due to go to the city of Aachen. And the bandmaster, Mr. S.P. Lewin, of the Staff Music 1st Regiment of the military band in Aachen, composed this piece for them, for their visit. But for whatever reason, they were unable to play it during the visit. So what they did was they took the band to a studio in Amsterdam, and there the band played the music and a gramophone record was produced.
Vinyl?
No, it wasn't vinyl. It was actually acetate on aluminium.
Oh, that real early stuff.
Yes. So they went to the Amstel Hotel in Amsterdam, which later became the Hilton, and they gave Alfred Waugh this gramophone record, which of course he brought back to Australia.
Yeah.
So roll on until 2014, and I actually did a probate search and ultimately traced the whereabouts of a grandniece of Ellen Waugh, and she informed me that there were lots of Alfred and Ellen Waugh's memorabilia in the garden shed of the family home at Wangaratta. And so when they got there and went through it, what turned up was a gramophone record. It was unmarked, so we didn't know what was on the record, but I had the sound extracted, and it turned out to be the Aachen military band playing the tune titled Albury. That was fantastic. What I then did was to go to Dr. Tony Smith, who is at the Murray Conservatorium of Music in Albury, and Tony then reconstructed a music score based on the sound, the very crackly sound that had been extracted from this record.
Okay, so was the record still in good nick? Was the music clearly audible, or was it a bit difficult?
The record was in very poor condition. The acetate was physically flaking off the surface. You could actually blow it off, I think. When I handled it, some of it got onto my clothes, which had to be brushed off. So it was that bad, but the sound wasn't too bad. The sound was certainly audible.
And then?
That piece of music was played by a band called Wodonga Brass at an event in Albury called High Flying Heroes on the 25th of October 2014, which was an event held for the 80th anniversary of the landing of the Iver on the Albury Racecourse.
Of course.
And then I got a further idea, and that was, why don't we try and get that music again played in Holland? So I went through the Ministry of Defence and the municipality of Arson and ultimately came across a major Tim Botner, who is the director of music of Holland's premier military band.
Yeah.
Now, you might have to help me with the Dutch pronunciation, but it's Royal Military Band, and that's something like Koninklijke, or Royal, and Militaire, and Kapel. And then the full title of the band adds the words Johann Willem Friese.
Okay, I'll let you struggle because it's entertaining. The Koninklijke Militaire Kapel Johann Willem Friese.
Please don't ask me to say that back to me.
I won't. I'll just let you struggle for my entertainment.
So, and we asked if he'd like to receive the score. He emailed back and said, yes, he'd like to receive the score. And we sent it across, and just last week, the band trialled the march titled Aubrey at premises which I presume are in Den Haag or in Amsterdam.
Right, and you've got a copy of that track already.
Yes, Major Botner was kind enough to send me a copy of that track, so that what could happen is that your listeners will be able to listen to a piece of music which has been revived from a playing that dates back to Arson on the 14th of August 1935 or thereabouts.
How did you like the track?
Look, I think it's a fantastic piece of music because it expresses just joy and thanks all the way through. Thanks to the people of Aubrey for saving a Dutch plane and Dutch people. My hope is that the band will go around various parts of Holland, will tell the story of the Iver, play the music, and that the city of Aubrey will once again become a household word in Holland.
What really needs to happen is for that band to come to Aubrey.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
That could be a future project.
That could be a future project. But I have a slightly different idea. What happened to the Iver was that in December 1934, the Iver crashed in the Syrian desert in Iraq, and that is only 2 months after it was saved by the people of Aubrey. And what the people of Aubrey almost immediately did was to establish a fund to raise money for a present to the people of Holland, a condolences present. And they raised £150, and they commissioned the sculptor of the Melbourne Shrine of Remembrance, a British man by the name of Paul Montford, to sculpt a sculpture for the people of Holland. And what Paul Montford did was produce a statuette which had a draped female figure with outstretched protective arm representing Australia over a rampant crowned lion representing the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and underneath is a scene of the Iver being pulled by ropes and being pulled by the people of Aubrey to drier ground. Now, Paul Montford made two plaster casts. One went to Italy, where the bronze version was cast, which then went to Amsterdam and was then presented by Alfred Waugh to the mayor of Amsterdam. The second one went to Aubrey. It was removed from the town hall in about 1977. It disappeared for almost 40 years, and I got a tip-off as to where it was about 3.5 years ago. And last November, we got it back. And so what Aubrey City is now doing is having it restored, and then it will have two bronze versions cast, and one will be offered to the city of Amsterdam. So if you like, my dream is for the mayor of Aubrey or a councillor from the city of Aubrey to present that to the mayor of Amsterdam in 2019 during KLM's centenary, and with the background of the Royal Military Band Johan Willem Friso playing the march titled Aubrey.
That's a dream scenario, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got it back and you've got a dream for the future. That's wonderful. And where is the Iver now?
The original Iver crashed in the Syrian desert in Iraq, just near a British fort called Rutba Wells, and it was absolutely smashed to smithereens, and all seven people on board were killed. So I would expect that the Iver now is either in pieces which were removed by Arab Bedouins, or which is underneath a significant amount of sand.
En dat was de Koninklijke Militaire Kapel Johan Willem Friso met het nummer Albany. Dat ter ere van de inwonenden van Albany voor hun inzet met betrekking tot de Iver in 1935 werd geschreven. Een jaar lang ergens in een schuur lag, maar weer tot leven is geroepen.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.